This is Bob Williamson. Nasty. I watched a little of the presidential debates last night and was rather disgusted with it. Egged on by the CNN panel, it ended up being a mud fight and dirt was being slung in every direction. It would start off with Donald Trump said this about your wife or your face or your record, blah, blah, blah. Now, how do you respond? Of course, the person in question would attack him. Then he'd get some response time and, of course, would lambast his tormentors and so on. Finally, I'd had enough and tuned out. I would have liked to have seen how they would address finding good jobs for the unemployed, quelling the racial divisiveness, reducing crime, including sex trafficking, drugs, illegal immigration, or maybe how those running for office would deal with Iran, North Korea, Russia, and China with their constant hacking programs and threats. Or Planned Parenthood selling murdered baby parts to researchers, or what they would do on the barrage of assaults on religious liberty in this country. But alas, it's the contention that sells, and apparently the most contentious that will get the nomination. People are sick of it, at least this person is. The Bible states that Jesus Christ will return to earth and rule the world from Jerusalem. His wisdom, mercy, compassion, love, and justice will prevail for 1,000 years on earth. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. He has my vote. Revelations 26, blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. For them, the second death holds no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with them 1,000 years. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.